right, guys. Back on True Thirst Radio, your host, Charles Giuliani. John Onesti from Onesti Investments is our guest today. We got a few more minutes, and we got to go to another short break, but I was wondering if maybe you could sum up, you know, how your office functions. Like, if I was to call you, obviously, I'm not in New Mexico, so I can't so easily come visit your office, but, you know, if I wanted to do some investments and, you know, I get a few thousand bucks to spare or whatever, what do I do? I give you a call, and do you do over-the-phone consultation, or do you just send a packet, I look it over and get back to you and let you know what sounds good? How does it actually work?
Yeah, usually I'll send a packet because there's a questionnaire that, and also applications and those, that kind of thing. So usually I'll send a packet. I could send it by email, but normally I send it by regular mail. And I'm a fee-based advisor, which is different than like a stockbroker. I don't get paid on commissions. I charge a percentage of the account, and usually it's 1% of the account value. So my incentive, obviously, is to grow the account within the parameters of what the client wants. In other words, somebody who doesn't want to take a lot of risk, obviously I have to invest.
Tailor it. Yeah.
You know, according to their suitability. But that's an important thing to look at because a lot of brokers, and even in the insurance area, they sell annuities, and there's all kinds of penalties and surrender charges, and there's you may not even know it, but the insurance agent or the stockbroker, if it's in the case of a loaded mutual fund, may be getting, you know, 5% right off the top. So if it was, let's say, $100,000 mutual fund or annuity, that person might be getting paid $5,000 right before the money even starts to go to work. Whereas with me, they could hire me for 5 years. You know, 1% a year, they could hire me for 5 years, and I have knowledge in other areas because I'm a CFP certificate, so I could help them in, with estate planning and taxes and retirement planning and financial planning and other areas. That's all free.
Wow, that's really cool. And that's certainly something that people need to be looking into. I mean, there's so many companies now, they don't even offer retirement plans. You got to look into it yourself. You got to be putting away for your own retirement, which is, of course, where we should have been all along anyway. But, you know, a lot of companies now, they're not even offering stuff like that. You know, your 401ks, and so it's very important for people to be looking down the line, planning their own retirement. Social Security, what do you think, John? You think it's even going to be around by the time, you know, people in their 30s, 40s?
Will a dollar buy at that time if it is still around? I don't know.
Yeah.
With the cast of jerks that we have in Washington, I wouldn't count on anything. Just the example when Ted called in to talk about how they keep attaching bills. I mean, that right there should tell you something. I mean, we're in big trouble.
Yeah, it's unfortunately, you know, if it was the government was running half legitimate, you know, we'd have a 50-50% chance of actually making it to our retirement years with some kind of security as far as, you know, money goes and Social Security. But it's not even half legitimate. I mean, the whole thing is just a monkey rig game. It's disgusting. We got a bunch of apathetic people in this country that just sit back and let these fat cats run us into the ground. And that's really all they're doing. They're just, it's almost like a sinking ship. They're trying to grab what they can now before the thing sinks, you know, and hooray for us and the heck with everybody else. And it's horrible. So once again, folks, you got to do something. Take measures to secure what assets you have. Don't put your faith in the monetary system. They're going to crash it. You know, do what the banker boys do. In 1929, when the stock market crashed, the only ones who suffered were the average workers. But the big boys on the top, they made out like bandits. Well, because A, they planned it, and but B, they put their money in commodities and in, you know, investments and gold. So when the dollar crashed, it didn't matter to them because their wealth didn't depend on the dollar. If you're depending on the dollar, you are in trouble. Anyway, we've got to go to a short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back with John Onesti, folks.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
All right, guys. Welcome back to True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We're joined today by John Onesti from Onesti Investments, one of our big supporters here on RBN. John, you're inspiring a lot of callers today. We got another one. We got Ron from Indiana. Welcome to the show, Ron.
Thanks, Charlie. Good show as usual. I had a question. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I feel that the metals, you mentioned that earlier, and I didn't catch the beginning of the show. I don't know if you covered this or not. If you did, excuse me. But I feel that the gold and silver prices have been suppressed artificially. But my question to John is, historically, from what I can gather, historically speaking, the silver to gold ratio should be 15 to 16 to 1, meaning 15 to 16 ounces for 1 ounce of gold. Now, I'm not sure what it is, but I think it's like 58 or 59 to 1. What is your guess response to that? Or I mean, I feel it's a good – silver's a better value than gold is right now. Do you concur?
When I was a member of the Mid-America Commodity Exchange, they had a spread trade that was silver-gold, and I don't remember the numbers, but that sounds right, what you were saying, 15 to 16 to 1, somewhere in there. I don't know how much you can rely on that, but I would say that silver has much more upside than gold does, although I like both. Mm-hmm. I'll just give you an example here of if you want to look at what silver could do. From 1964 to 1980, silver went up about 25% a year. from that time period. Now, if you take it from 1964 till now, it's about less than 6% a year. So we've gone through, I guess what I'm saying is we've gone through a period of time where silver hasn't done much, even though it's run up a bit the last year or two. But it has a lot of upside potential. If it were to have gone up at 8.7% from 1964 to 2007, we would be at $50 an ounce silver.
Mm-hmm.
So I know 8.7 might sound like a pretty big number, but it's really not that outrageous when you look at what other investments have done. So I think there's a huge upside for silver.
Well, especially considering it's industrial use also.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
And China and India are gobbling up all the raw materials, and so silver has, like you say, it has more than one use.
It's a good antibiotic, too.
Yeah. Okay, fellas, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Actually, I'm not joking. The colloidal silver is it really works, I have to tell you. I've taken it several times, you know, when you feel a sniffle and you know a cold is coming on. Take a drop or two of that, and I never get a cold. But anyway, you know, I'm surprised that silver is, of course, it is a relatively rare metal, but seeing that it tarnishes so easily, I'm surprised that it it has such value. What is it at now per ounce?
$14.35 in the cash market.
Wow. And gold's at what, about 5, 6?
804.
Oh, it is 804. So it is back up to what it was in 1980 then.
Right, and that might be why it's why it's pausing here, because it's getting close to those levels, and a lot of markets will pause at a previous high. So that could explain why the last couple of weeks it's kind of stalled a bit.
I didn't realize it was up that high. Geez, well, that tells you how bad the dollar is, doesn't it? Yikes. So, yeah, this is the first time, isn't it, since 1980 that we've been up at this level.
Right, yes, and if you look at it from an inflation-adjusted standpoint, we're actually much cheaper than what we were in 1980. I mean, I've heard some even mainstream analysts talk about $2,000-$3,000 gold, so it isn't crazy. And earlier I mentioned how it went from 50 to 200 down to 100, and then to over 800. So that just shows you how it can move.
My goodness, boy, I didn't realize it was that high. Guys. You know, your dollar is dropping, but gold, essentially, we really have to say that, you know, gold isn't really going anywhere, right? I mean, it's just the dollar dropping. It's not that gold is stable. It really doesn't, it's kind of like an anchor. It doesn't budge. It's everything else moves around it. But gold pretty much stays where it is. You can't go wrong with gold, guys, or silver either, but certainly gold.
I think you converted that, though, into a foreign currency, gold still would have went up pretty significantly over the last 6 or 7 years. So in other words, if you look at it in terms of Japanese yen or the euro or many other currencies, it would have went up, maybe not as much as in dollar terms, but it still would have performed well.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. How is that with the international scene? You know, is gold rising as well in other countries, or it's pretty much here, right? Just because of the devaluation of the dollar?
Well, they price it in dollars because the dollar is the world's reserve currency. But if you had bought gold, if you were in Japan and you paid, you know, yen for gold back in 2000 or 2001, you would have still made good money. But it's just priced just like oil is priced in dollars too.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Huh.
Oil's been going up. It's going up in foreign currencies as well as in dollars. So the weakness in the dollar is just compounding, magnifying the
value.
Right. And I think if we go through that Fibonacci number in the dollar, that's 74.90. If we go below that, the next stop could be 60 in the dollar, which from 74 to 60, that's a pretty big drop. So I think if we're now that the dollar has strengthened, this is probably a good time to for people who are longer term to get into these kind of investments. If they've been waiting to buy gold or silver, I think it's a good time. And there are other investments one could make. I mean, like if you look at copper mining stocks or steel companies, some of those have done as well as gold and silver, if not better. So it's been a raw material bull market, and that should last another 10 years because those commodity cycles go and they average about 18 years, and we've only been through about 6 to 7 years of it. So we're still in the early innings of this cycle.
Right. You know, I worked for, PNC Bank. Those the guys that held Enron's investments, actually. They're out of King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. And they have a division called PFPC. I don't know if you're familiar with them. It's a transfer agent.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, they handle funds for several different investment companies like Munder and a few others. I worked in the Munder branch about the time of 9/11. And, people were calling in all disgusted that they were losing huge. I mean, this one lady, I felt so bad. You know, she's yelling at me like it's my fault. But, I felt bad for her. She had invested $100,000 in this one fund. And that was what she was going to live off of for her retirement. It was basically her life savings. And she just wanted to live off the interest. Well, now she's calling and her fund is down to $25,000. And a lot of people were getting forced liquidations because they had, they were trying to get rid of anything under $2,500. So they're forcing people to cash them in. And but across the board, I was looking as people were calling in, and I was noticing that it seemed the more people had invested, the less loss they were suffering. But the lower end of the scale, they were really getting hit. And when I say lower end, I'm talking anything under $1 million, But people who had investments $1 million and over really weren't getting hit. And I'm starting to wonder, what's going on here? Do you see something, some rigging going on there? Were they just, it's been my theory. I can't prove it. But I was theorizing that somebody at the top was dipping into these funds on Wall Street and using 9/11 as an excuse. It certainly seemed that way. And, why was it hitting poor people more than the wealthy?
I don't know the answer to that, but there definitely is some manipulation. I mean, just the fact that they injected money into the markets, back in August and even up until more recently, that shows you right there that there is some intervention. And back when I was on the floor, there was a rumor that Goldman said that the Fed was using Goldman to prop up the markets. And the reason they were using Goldman was because at that time it was not publicly traded, so it would be more difficult to track that. And I don't know whether that's true or not, but I suspect that it is. It makes sense. I mean, getting back to earlier when we were talking about how there's the occult, did you know that Goldman, a friend of mine told me that Goldman used to use psychics? I don't know.
Oh,
but did you ever hear that?
No, but I'm not surprised. Yeah, well, hey, I mean, we had Nancy Reagan consulting an astrologer, and she was advising her husband. We had Hillary Clinton doing the same thing and advising Bill, about her consultations with psychics. And
well,
so,
we're laughing, but there is something to it because back when I was a member of the Mid-America Commodity Exchange, there was a gentleman named William Ng, E-N-G, who wrote several books on trading. And in one of the books, I can't remember the title of it. I have it somewhere around here. It's a big book, big textbook, like manual on trading, and it had all the different kinds of.
Interesting. I'll tell you what. Hold that thought. I want to talk some more about that when we get back from the break. Stick with us, folks.
take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charles Giuliani, talking today with John Onesti from Onesti Investments. And, continue on. Before the break, you were talking about people using astrologers, to invest, and how there appears to be some kind of, what do you think, a mathematical pattern or something to it?
Well, I mean, we know with the Fibonacci numbers that there is some validity to it, but Goldman hiring a psychic tells you something as well. And when I was
psychic.
Well, I don't know, but astrology is pertinent here too, because when I was a member of the Mid-America Commodity Exchange, there was a gentleman who used to be a member of that exchange who wrote several books. And one of his books had all the trading tools, and there were the traditional ones in there, like moving averages and relative strength and so on and so forth. But one thing he had in there was astrological charts and moon patterns. It was based on astrology. And he had in the book, like, the birth chart of, I think, like, IBM and some other companies. So there's something to it. Now, how they actually make decisions off of that, I couldn't tell you, but there are people watching that, and I think, Charles, that there may even be some mainstream people who use it but would never admit that.
Right. That's interesting. either because A, they don't want you knowing the secret, or B, they don't, maybe they were ashamed of it or embarrassed or whatever, you know. But apparently they're having some success with it, huh?
Well, I think there is one mutual fund, or there was one manager who that's how he said that that's what he uses. But I think there are more people who look at that kind of stuff but wouldn't want to tell their customers that, because they would be the customer might pull their money out. But as long as they're doing well, I guess they wouldn't. But they just would think that that's strange.
Right. Well, hey, you know what? As they say, if it works, I'll say this. You know, regardless what people think of psychics or not, one thing is clear: they have been used effectively on occasion, anyway, with police investigations. I mean, there have been some that have actually led police to, you know, bodies in a marsh somewhere in a remote area. How could they have known that? It's
right.
Very strange. Yeah.
But I mean, people want to know, well, what should I do with my money? Because you have to put it somewhere. And right now...
Hey, John, take some psychic classes. Maybe that'll help your business.
but I mean, real estate is not what it was. And if you put your
money that's for sure.
In the bank, you're running the risk of inflation and the falling dollar. So, I mean, people need to look at alternatives. And now... listed on the exchanges, there are a lot of different products that can kind of hedge you against a falling dollar. For example, now they have a lot of exchange-traded funds that are based on currencies and different metals and commodities. And it's not just commodities. I mean, I think a person should spread their money around and diversify. But I'm focusing on this because I know your audience is very interested in the metals. And I know they're worried about the dollar going down, and so I just wanted to let them know that I do have customers who have those same worries, and we try to move some of their money into alternative type of investments. So I can do that for them.
Right. In fact, why don't you go ahead and give out your number so people can get in contact with you and or your website?
Sure. The website address is onestiadvisors.com, and you can get a link to that from the RBN site. It's OIA, Onesti Investment Advisors. It's a white banner, and it says OIA. The name of my company is actually Onesti Investment Advisors, but I shortened it for the website, and that's onestiadvisors.com. And then my phone number is 505-296-2453, and I do have customers in other states. Most of my customers are in New Mexico, but I do have some in other states, so I can help people. I can work with people from other parts of the country.
There you go. Yeah, folks, give them a call. Check out the website. You know, this is the way to go. It really is. Outsmart them at their own game. You know, they don't rely. People always tell me, why would they bring the dollar down? That's going to hurt them. No, it doesn't hurt them at all. They don't depend on the dollar to secure their wealth. They depend on us depending on it. So when they crash the thing, we all lose and they walk away holding all the chips. Well, you start investing, putting your money in real commodities, you know, like gold and silver, and the dollar can crash. It won't matter. Your wealth is secure. You know, this is a game that you don't have to lose at. You know, all of society might if they blindly trust the phony paper dollar, but you don't have to lose. And you know, this is a definite way that you can do that. You can secure your wealth. Anyway, I wanted to go back to you know, talking about how, you know, some ways that they have manipulated the markets in the past. Of course, you know, any manipulation they do now is done much more subtly than this. But initially, the Rothschilds, the way that they used to manipulate the market in London, I want to talk about that. It's a pretty interesting story. Stick with us, folks. Short break, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hey, guys, you're back on Truth Hurts Radio. With your host, Charles Giuliani. We've got John Onesti from Onesti Investments. I mentioned before the break I wanted to tell this short story about how the Rothschilds used to rig the market in London. But before I do that, I wanted to ask you, are you finding people today more interested in, you know, precious metals than, say, stocks or
Yeah, I would say that they're more interested in the mining companies if they want to have precious metals. I don't sell the physical gold or silver, so they'd want to call Republic Trading for those that kind.
Oh, okay.
Of thing.
You don't deal in precious metals at all.
Not the physical. No,
They have
some exchange traded funds that track the metals pretty well, and then there are also mutual funds and individual companies that you can buy that are in the mining.
But you actually do invest in mining companies, huh?
Right, yes. And it's
I never thought of that, but yeah, sure. Why wouldn't you be able to do that?
You know,
how are they doing?
They've done very well over the last several years. Back in the Depression, the mining stocks companies were not confiscated like physical gold was. And so people who had mining company stocks really made a lot of money because the mining companies were paying dividends later in the 30s, and I have a book around here somewhere too on that, that were as high as the price of the stock in the 20s. So in other words, like in the 20s, when the stock market was roaring, the gold and precious metals companies stock shares were not going up so much. But then when the depression came, the reverse happened. You know, a lot of the other companies that were doing well in the 20s didn't do so well, and the gold and precious metals companies did very well, in fact, so well that they could pay out dividends that were huge, that were bigger than their stock prices were in the 20s. So, and I'd have to, I could find that book.
How about, like, diamond mining? Do you, are you involved with that at all, investing in that, or?
No, that's that is pretty well controlled by De Beers, which is part of I think it's Anglo American. It was all started back in, you know, 100 years ago. I think it was, wasn't it, the Oppenheimers?
So they basically have a monopoly on that.
They used to list De Beers on the exchange, and then I don't know what happened there. I think they were bought back by Anglo Gold back, but it's always been, that's kind of a manipulated market, as you know. It's a monopoly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And one more question, then I wanted to go into this Rothschild thing. What about bonds? Is the government still not issuing savings bonds?
Oh, no, they issue savings bonds. The 30-year treasury was retired under, when Clinton was president, they got rid of the 30-year bond, but now they brought that back because they had to, because these debts are getting so big they have to push them back out to the long end of the maturity. But they
said, is that the only discontinuation of bonds that there was? I thought they had.
You know, there's different savings bonds. They have a double E and there's a I bonds. There's a bunch of different kinds, and you could get those through banks or through the Treasury online.
But they never stopped issuing altogether. They've always been issuing bonds.
Right. There may be a certain type that they change.
They sold, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know. For some reason, I thought that they had actually stopped at one point because the economy was so unstable. But that wouldn't make sense. You want people to buy bonds to help.
Right. You know, I'm not crazy about them because the yields are just so low, and the investor's exposed to inflation. They do have one that's link to the CPI, but the CPI is a government number. So even though they say, you know, it's an inflation protected bond, it's based off of a government number. So if you don't agree with the government number, it doesn't do you a lot of good. They always say there's no inflation. So how does that help?
And of course, there's low yield, and you've got to wait forever and a day to get anything from them, so that's certainly not a wise way to go. Anyway, I just wanted to relate this story real quick. I don't know if you were aware of this. I think I found this out initially from reading G. Edward Griffin's book. No, actually, it wasn't even him. It was Des Griffin, Descent into Slavery or Fourth Reich of the Rich. It was one of those books. I don't know if you're familiar with Des Griffin. He's done a lot of research on central banking and. Anyway, he relates to this story how back during the Napoleonic era, in fact, it was at the time of the Battle of Waterloo, the definitive battle there, Rothschild, the original Baron Meyer Nathan de Rothschild, he used to have this pillar that was there. It was just for him. You know, no one else stood there. That was his spot. He would go to the London Stock Exchange and hang out by this pillar. And he would motion his minions that worked for him. You know, he had certain hand gestures or wink of the eye or nod of the head, whatever. Everything he did had a meaning, and it would tell them what to do, when to buy in, when to sell out, whatever. And he had all these little insiders, too, that worked for him that made sure that he was privy to inside information before it got to the press. I mean, he basically owned, you know, all of London at the time. So he knew about 15 minutes beforehand what happened, what the outcome was at Waterloo. Someone would come in and whisper in his ear, and then he would gesture for his minions to act accordingly. Well, what he gestured for them to do was to dump their British investments, you know, the British bonds. And so everybody thought, oh, my gosh, the Brits lost. Napoleon won. So they started dumping. And he waited until the last moment before he knew that the story was going to be released to the media. This was all prearranged. And then he started motioning them to quickly as possible buy up all the British stock and bonds. And so it was too late for people to realize that, you know, he set them up is what he did. And so he wound up walking away with everything. He owned the house, you know. He bought up all the stocks I mean, he was already filthy rich to begin with, but after that incident, you know, he really, ever since then, the Rothschild family have called the shots across the board in England.
I heard that he used a carrier pigeon and he increased his wealth by 20 times, that over 20-fold that just that day. Well, think about it. I mean, the bond market is huge. Government bond market is a huge market, and if you could buy that whole market up at 10 cents on the dollar or something, and then a few minutes later it's back up to what it was prior. I mean, think of how much money. I mean, I guess he must have been buying it at, you know, lower than 5 cents on the dollar to be able to make that kind of return.
Right.
Maybe a penny on the dollar, because if his wealth increased by 20-fold, I guess it would have to be some crazy number like that.
Yeah, it's just sad that this kind of thing can even go on, and then of course nothing is done about it later when you can clearly see what went on there. Well, I mean, look at Soros. You know what he did.
Yeah, well, that's funny that you bring him up, because he wrote a book called The Alchemy of Finance. Now, if that isn't like an occult-type title, I don't
sure.
know what it is. And I read that book some time ago, and I could not figure out what the heck he was talking about. And that was, you know, at the time when I read it, I think I had over 10 years of trading experience, and I couldn't figure out what the heck he was talking about in that book.
But, I mean, basically, yeah, that's what it was. It was almost like magic or witchcraft or whatever you call it. You know, this speculation thing is
Well, he ran a fund, a hedge fund. He still has it, but he doesn't run it, called the Quantum Fund. And he was the main partner, and Jim Rogers was the number two man. And I think Jim Rogers was, was the person doing the fundamental research. And then Soros was the person doing the technical, using the technical analysis.
And it was more of a put option thing, wasn't it, basically, that he made his big fortune with?
Well, I think you're talking about when he shorted the British
bond. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how they did that. But, you know, one of Soros' associates, I think it is now like the head of one of the central banks down in South America. And Soros met with central bankers and stuff, so, I mean, I'm sure he's getting, you know, it's more of an intelligence operation than anything now. I mean,
back when
Rogers was there, I think they actually did do research and didn't have that kind of information. But as he got bigger, I think he's getting a lot more information. I mean, look at, like, Warren Buffett. I mean, there's a picture of him meeting with Jacob Rothschild and Schwarzenegger. You can go on the internet and find that. So you know that kind of stuff goes on.
Yeah. You know, one thing that really bothers me is the speculators. Is that something relatively recent? Have these people always been around playing this game? Or, you know, basically, you can crash an economy. I mean, here you have millions of people trying to play this thing honestly. But then you get these jokesters that come along and literally ruin it for everybody, ruin it for whole nations. All they have to do, and they did this to Mexico in 1995. I think it was in Wall Street Journal or something. Some speculator started a false rumor, and that's all it took. And it almost completely collapsed the Mexican economy. He simply said, I wouldn't be investing in Mexico in the coming months. I'm seeing a bad trend arising. And that was it. You know, everybody's pulling out of Mexico, and They almost collapsed. That's when, of course, the U.S. stepped in. I think they had this all set up ahead of time. The U.S. stepped in and bailed them out by $15 billion, whatever it was. And, somebody walked away, of course, real happy with that, holding all the chips. But, you know, the Mexican economy was in a lot of trouble. And our tax dollars, of course, bailed them out. I don't know if you recall that, but, you know, the power of the speculators is, it's frightening, isn't it?
I think that was back in the mid-90s, which you're...
Yeah, I think it was 95, yeah. And, of course, that brought their peso almost equal in trade value. It was like, what, 2,500 or 3,000 or something pesos to $1? And do you know where it's at now? It's not, they're not far away.
It's been gaining on the dollar the last...
Yeah!
The last couple of years, so that'll give you an idea how bad the dollar's been.
That's scary.
When it's down to the peso, that's...
And the Brazilian dollar, too, is doing good against us. I mean, these are third world countries.
Right.
So that's, and of course, the way they portray the media is that, you know, the dollar is stable, basically, and they're saying that these currencies are rising against the dollar, which is not at all true. It's the dollar that's dropping against them. What were you going to say?
Well, I think when we discuss these matters, it makes people fearful, and I think they should be prepared and gain knowledge through these kind of discussions, but I don't think it's a good idea to be frozen with fear. In other words, you
right.
want to make investments that'll protect you, and then if you have money beyond that, then it's okay to invest with that money maybe a bit more aggressively. But all of what you said is true. It's just, I think some people hear these things and they get so scared that scared money doesn't make money. In other words, because what happens when you get emotional and fearful is what tends to happen is you sell when things are at their low and you buy things when they're at their high. In other words, you're getting fearful at the wrong time and getting greedy at the wrong time. That's not good.
Right. You got to keep your head on straight. Do you do a lot of foreign or any foreign investments or...
Yes, I think it's really. I mean, if you look at it, many of the large U.S. companies are getting their earnings from overseas.
Yeah, that's true too.
So I mean, what is a U.S. company anymore? I mean, something like Coca-Cola, is it a U.S. company if it's getting more than half its earnings from outside
sure.
the U.S. and then most of its growth is outside the U.S.?
Yeah, I mean, the saying, buy American, really doesn't mean anything anymore. What's American? Yeah, it's, you know, even Detroit is using Japanese engines.
That way, just, I mean, companies hedge themselves. They invest overseas, and they move plants overseas. So I think an investor should invest in other things outside of their country. I mean, most Americans probably have the bulk of their net worth in their homes, and look what happened just in the last year or so, and it may get worse. So that's why diversifying, I think, is really
the most definitely.
Important principle.
Yeah, the funds I used to deal with Munder were diversified, and you're much better off with that. So, you know, what areas do you think right now look the most promising, the most stable for long-term?
Well, like I said, the whole raw material sector should do well, although I think in the short term it may actually have a correction because it's had a big run-up. But I think that's an area that would be good to look at. Obviously, everyone knows that China's growing very rapidly, and it's had a big run. It'll probably keep going up. But if it wasn't in it, they could wait for it to have a big drop and then try to buy it then.
You don't deal in Halliburton or ExxonMobil, do you?
Well, if they want.
Or do they have public offerings?
Well, yeah, you can buy. Halliburton is HAL is the symbol. And what was the other one you mentioned?
ExxonMobil, yeah.
Yeah, that's XOM. Yeah, those are they're probably in some of the mutual funds that I put customers in. I mean, I don't really like those companies or the people.
Right, exactly.
But
there is money to be made there.
Money, so. Can't avoid it completely. And I can't control what, like, if a mutual fund manager decides to buy those, I have no control over that.
Yeah, you know, people would use the argument, I don't want to put my money in them, I don't want to support them. But, hey, look at it this way. You're exploiting them and making money through, you know what I mean?
Well, if they can make money in that, maybe they can use that for those resources for something else. A big area lately has been alternative energies, wind power, solar power, that's really performed well, and it'll probably keep going, because as long as we have these high prices, there's going to be more and more a reason to get into those areas. There's going to be more money to be made. So even though it may be manipulated, they kind of have a stranglehold on the energy sector, but these big companies. But some of the smaller ones are starting to look good.
Yeah, RBN has a sponsor in the solar business, and it's certainly looking more appealing all the time, isn't it, the way the oil prices are skyrocketing. Okay, guys, another short break. We'll be right back with one more segment with John Onesti. Stick with us.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Hey guys, back on Truth Hurts Radio, it's your host Charles Giuliani. We've got John Onesti from Onesti Investments. We just got a few more minutes left here. I wanted to give you another chance to give out your phone number, your website, And then in the last couple minutes after that, maybe if you could elaborate on, we've already talked about some areas that you think are more stable for, you know, long-term investments, but maybe if you could summarize some of the areas you think are not so stable and, you know, things to stay away from. But, you know, first go ahead and give your number and your website again.
Sure. It's onestiadvisors.com, and it's onestiadvisors.com. And my phone number is 505-296-2453. And there's also a banner on the RBN site that links to my website that they can go to get to my site.
All right.
As far as what to stay away from, boy, well, obviously anything mortgage and housing related, it's too early right now to see clearly through that. So I would say that'd be an area where you probably would want to avoid unless you're very knowledgeable on a particular company or situation. So that would be one spot. Another one might be, well, the banks, depending on the bank and what their exposure is, that could be a little bit cloudy too. Although sometimes when things look really bad, that is actually the time when you want to start looking to see, well, is there an opportunity here? But the problem with these banks is we really don't know what's on their balance sheets. So that makes it very difficult. I mean, I guess you could go forward with the premise that some of the larger ones, they're not going to abandon. In other words, like Bank of America or Wells Fargo, those aren't going to go totally bankrupt. So if a person wanted to try to get a little higher yield, they might buy, you know, the bonds of those banks, because even if their earnings aren't so good, as long as the bank doesn't go completely under, you'll get your interest payments every 6 months or however it's scheduled. So that would be, you know, where there's risk, there's also opportunity, I guess you could say. But I would stay away from the housing and a lot of the financials unless you really know what you're doing.
Yeah, definitely. That's most unfortunate, isn't it? It's not showing any sign of getting better. It's really, really bad right now.
I would say you can, I mean, people should consider, though, opening up an account, which would be a brokerage account, maybe not necessarily for buying anything in particular, but just for the fact that you can get diversification and you have liquidity and you can do some things in the account that protects you against inflation, maybe gets you some income and that kind of thing. Whereas, you know, if you go out and you buy property, real estate, it's not something that's liquid. You can't just get out. You can't push a button and get out of that. So that makes it even more more of a problem. You have to hire a bunch of people to buy and sell, and so there's commissions there. Then you don't have the liquidity. I mean, I suppose people who really know what they're doing in that, just like anything else, can do well. But I do think that opening up an account is a smart move with all the products that are out there. Because back 10, 20, 30 years ago, there just wasn't that many listed products as there are today. So you could really kind of narrow down where you want to be, or you could broaden it to whatever extent you want. So I think that's
right. All right. Unfortunately, John, we've run out of time, but great stuff. I'll have you on again sometime. You can keep us updated on the trends. In the meantime, guys, give John a call and get in on some investments. Secure your wealth, because we're in some really troublesome times here, obviously. All right. Have a great evening, folks. Tomorrow, hopefully, if she shows up, Wendy Murphy, attorney from Harvard, is going to be joining us, talking us about the corruption in our court system. We'll see you then.
With recent internet.